my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome you, and most especially you to this episode of Infotainment. Sometimes a gem of a podcast idea comes to me just by asking Google a simple question. Are you still single and miserable, be you male or female? I'm a guy, but listening to some of these men's channels on YouTube, including Better Bachelor and Darius M., there's not much hope for finding the girl next door anymore in this age of internet dating sites. But I did stumble across an article that makes me kind of laugh and, not laugh, but there is hope for you. But we'll go on with this article I found. The number of smart and attractive women who are still single may as well be a global epidemic. Wow. Global epidemic. Appendectomy. No. Chances are you know at least one or two amazing, attractive women who are single. No, I don't really. I have known some attractive women, but most of them I met in high school and college. And unfortunately, I did not spend enough time with going out to house parties and stuff like that, because those women who had indulged in some adult beverages were a lot more fun. Let's move on. From celebrities, well, I don't know any single attractive celebrities, to your not-so-average girl next door. Yeah, with these dating sites, how many are girls next door, you know, with like Tinder and stuff like that, where they can ask for the guy to have every attribute they're looking for. Over 6 foot, make more money than they are. They're looking for, the term is their Chad. I know some attractive celebrities that have recently got married and stuff like that. But how good for them. But these women are not in relationships. And you must be wondering why. They're smart, funny, beautiful, and are basically everything men would be attracted to. You'd think that these gorgeous women can have any men they want. Surely they can have the pick of the litter. However, you'd be surprised that this is such a widespread phenomenon. It might as well be that global epidemic we were talking about. So what exactly is the reasoning behind this trend? Let's find out. They don't want to settle. Yep, that's when they come up with their list of requirements. Our culture looks at singlehood as some sort of unwanted condition. Well, not in my early days. It might have been a lot more looking like that, but now it is not so much of a stigma to be single. If you're single and miserable, which I am not, this is why so many people settle for partners they aren't really compatible with, just so they won't be alone. But these women aren't afraid to be alone. Yeah, when they get older, they're willing to settle. Well, I do know one that's single and looking for a husband and kids. And she is on the show Ridiculousness, Chanel West Coast, at least in some of the latest things. And she's in her 30s. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'm sure she's had her fun days of relationships and booty calls, but now they're willing to settle at this stage of the game. Let's see. Now these single and attractive women, in fact, would rather wait patiently for the right man to come along. Just like me, waiting for the right woman to come along. And that's the problem, waiting. You got to go out there and put yourself out there and potentially be embarrassed and humiliated. It's better to be single than to be trapped with someone who just doesn't feel right, or for the woman, give you the tingles. And how long does that last? And once they get over that, then they're more than like 80% of marriages, it's the woman who instigates the divorce proceedings. For these women, being single has a mountain of opportunities for growth. Being single is an opportunity to build strong friendships. Devote yourself to activities and causes that you're passionate about, and develop a sense of self-worth and identity that is not attached to a romantic partner's love and approval. Yeah, if you do that, that's where you might meet your partner. Because for me, watching these sailing channels and stuff like that, you always hear that the old saying that opposites attract. Maybe that's not so much the case, because these people who have married couples and single couples that do live aboard sailboats, their tiny homes, they seem to get along very well. Because where do you go if you have a fight? There isn't. So it's better off to talk things out and work on them. And some of these people are very successful at relationships, at least is what their videos show. Oh, let's see. These women have high standards on the Better Bachelor channel, which is now betterbachelorlocals.com. I think he's going to more of a pay thing and leaving, paying more than YouTube. And not so constrained with getting flagged for his language. They are aware of who they are and what they can bring into a relationship. And that's what a lot of these guy channels ask. What they should be asking the woman, well, what do you bring to the relationship besides looking good and having the bedroom fun? Which, if you get married, that kind of wanes after 6 months or a year or so. They understand that no one is perfect. They do have a reasonable list of things that they can never compromise with. Now, obviously, this was written by a woman. Everything that they ask for is reasonable. By Better Bachelor, he reads off some dating profiles, where it's just a mountain of requirements that the guy must meet in order to give them a second look. Their reasons may vary, but they do want the same thing, a healthy and respectful relationship. Well, doesn't everybody? With someone they can build their lives with. And they don't want to settle for anything less than that. in a study entitled Attractive Women Want It All. Well, a lot of them do. Good genes, economic investment, parenting proclivities, and emotional commitment, psychology. Researcher David Buss explains. What's your superpower? Our revealing new quiz will help you discover your hidden superpower and unlock your greatest gifts in life. When reviewing the qualities they desire in romantic partners, women gauge what they can get based on what they got. And women who are considered physically attractive maintain high standards for prospective partners across a variety of characteristics. And there was a study done, or one of the dating, these guys who have YouTube channels about dating and guys going their own way, say that most women find 80% of the guys unattractive. They don't need a man to complete themselves. Yep, they want equality. And come to find out, now some of these women who are making a lot of money are having to pay the man spousal support after things go sour, and they're not happy about it at all. Hey, you want equal rights? You know, you're now dealing with what mostly the man has had to deal with in the past and now, especially when there's kids involved and things of this nature, paying out to the man thousands of dollars a month cannot be fun. And for the man, paying out the same to the woman, it's not fun for them either. They're accomplished in their own right. They have their own careers, sets of friends, and basically a life that completes them. They don't need a man to give them any validation. Oh, man. How many women are on Tinder that are, and all these OnlyFans sites and Instagram where they're showing off TNA and looking for likes. Yeah, they're looking for validation. They're content and perfectly happy with the life they've built for themselves. And maybe gotten to an age where they're not going to attract the man that they used to be able to. And they may have to settle for somebody who is actually better for them, but they don't realize it. Kind of like the Chelsea Handler syndrome. They know that if the right man comes along, it wouldn't be to serve a kind of purpose or fulfillment. They need to seek the man of their life that would only add another layer to their already complete life. What these men's channels say. Women usually want to date up in stature, where guys who got it all together can date downward in age. And maybe more attractive in the dating marketplace. They recognize bullshit and they don't tolerate it. Well, a lot of guys don't tolerate that either. These are smart women who can smell bullshit from miles away. Well, I have no doubt about that. Where guys, if the woman is really attractive, do not see the red flags right away. They don't have the time nor the inclination to deal with silly games. They don't want drama in their lives. In fact, they would avoid dating men who are problematic. That might be my case, I spent a weekend with a woman going to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, and I do not know what the situation is there. One room, two queen beds, and I think she has a boyfriend, which I would have assumed, being the guy that I am, that she didn't, but that's not good either, because I do not want to get involved in that kind of a situation if there's another guy around the corner. That can be very problematic. Toxicity is something they simply shall not tolerate. Yeah, if you're the guy and you're putting up with somebody who's always late, and you make the plans and she's always changing them or sends you one-word text hours later, view it as a red flag. Like Asterius M said once, he had sex with a woman, and then like an hour or two later, she saw, or he saw her with another guy. Oh, geez. Toxicity is, oh, well, let's see. They'd rather be single than deal with a lot of stress. I'm looking at this off my cell phone because the web page blocks me for a subscription right away. This one has ads. Smart and attractive women know themselves completely. This means they know exactly what they do and don't want in someone. These women are in touch with their emotions and know how to deal with them. They're comfortable with their sexuality and their own skin. They know themselves so well that they recognize when something is not right for them, especially in love, and they do not delude themselves into believing otherwise. They're busy with their own journey. Women who are self-aware don't waste their time on things they can't control. Instead, they focus on bettering themselves. Well, that's what these men's channels say men should do. And they also say that men are more readily acceptable of being alone than women are, because women are more social creatures than guys are. Just listen to women. When they are with other women, talking their heads off, while guys can say a few words to another guy and that's going to be it. Whether it be their careers, their passions, or their personal journey, they simply don't have time to date. They know that true love will come naturally. Yeah, they don't have to. That's the guy that has to do all the moves when all the pieces fall into place. Yeah, well, you got to make that happen, which I possibly could have, but I didn't see the signs, or there were blockers in the way, or I asked out the wrong person. Just a mess, but go to college, get a great job, find a man, start a family. Oh, isn't that how it used to work? That's the ideal thing, I guess, or at least the way a lot of people think. Yeah, that's simply not for some women. They're not constrained to this heteronormative path to happiness. They don't believe that they have to succumb to society's preconceived perception of success or fulfillment. Maybe they want to travel, which I want to do more of. Or maybe they don't want to have kids. Yeah, at this stage of the game, I don't want to have to deal with kids or any woman's kids. Whether their reasons are, it is because they want to stay true to themselves rather than live unhappy lives chasing for the wrong things. Well, women get older, most likely a little unhappy about it. They become cat ladies or dog ladies, which I have noticed. They love themselves. They're single because they know how to take care of themselves. These women don't compromise. They're not desperate enough. They know they're enough. To them, living their lives by their rules is more important than having a relationship status on Facebook. Yeah, that's a way to have a true relationship. True happiness does not require having someone. They know that's just a bonus, but not a requirement. They want to be single. Yeah, if you ask an attractive woman and stuff in her 30s who is single, how many are truly happy about that? Why is this even a question? That they just want to be single. Perhaps there is no reason. They just want to be alone. It's a choice. And some women are doing this. It's not all of them that want to be married. And sometimes it's just as simple as that. To be quite honest these days, it's not hard to achieve beauty, at least our society's standards of it. Yeah, how much money is poured into beauty products for women each year, and noticing how women look with and without makeup. Sometimes it is amazing, the contrasting looks. Do your makeup, dress in the latest fashions, go to the salon, gym, even a surgeon, enough times and people would call you beautiful. But is that all it takes to be attractive? We like to believe that it's not. What attracts us to someone varies for each person. Some are attracted to looks. Yeah, most people would say that's true. Some to personality. Yeah, women will say that when... How many attractive single women are after the guy who is nerdy and plays video games all the time, but he's got a great personality and sense of humor? So in truth, you can't be attractive to everyone, but you can do things that make other people be curious and intrigued by you. Yeah, don't... that's Darius M. He's pretty high on himself, and he says you do not fork over a lot of money right away. She'll see you as a pushover and view you with less respect. So the first few times you want to be with a woman, you take her in very simple things like out for coffee, a walk in the park, stuff like that. And that she has to earn the more costly dates. According to science, our brains have extremely short attention span. People judge you immediately the moment you enter a room. And it takes only 30 seconds to do so. I hear for a woman it is a very short time that women know whether they'd be willing to sleep with a guy. So how can you be attractive and a confident person with four easy tips? Don't bore people. Stop taking life too seriously. You're not only boring yourself, you're also boring other people. We're all afraid of appearing weird or crazy in front of others. And perhaps that's the reason why we try to hide the interesting things about us. But the truth is, you're not going to be attractive because you're the same as everyone else. What will make you attractive are the parts of you that are unique. So you might as well be yourself. You don't have to be perfect to have solid relationships and love in your life. In fact, it's being imperfect that puts people at ease. There is a kind of intimacy that takes hold, a sense that you can be open with this person because they are being open with you. Yet, it takes a while for a man and a woman to pair bond, as they call it. Be available, but not too available. What's the number one thing that makes a person attractive? Apparently, it's not looks, not even close. It's availability. Yeah, don't be available anytime she beckons. Research shows that it's a person's availability that predicts their attractiveness, but it depends on the areas of life. In dating, it starts with physical availability, but in the long run, it becomes about emotional availability. The more emotionally willing you are willing to invest in a relationship, the more attractive you become. In business, it's about your intellectual and economic availability. How good are you for the job and how available? Availability is attractive because we all inherently fear rejection. Oh, yeah, that was a big one for me because I never liked job interviews and I never liked the process of asking for dates and all that because I viewed them like a job interview. The availability is attractive because we all inherently fear rejection. The less we are to reject potential partners or career opportunities, the more attractive we appear. Smile a lot. Sometimes that I have to work on. Smile says so much. It says you are an open person. It shows you welcome opportunities to connect with people. I do when I score a joke with a woman. I do that. Do you notice how people often say, I fell in love with her smile? It's because human-like connections, easy connections. A smile is a signal that you might want to get to know someone, and it speaks a lot about your personality and well-being, too. Have good friends. Yeah, I never had a wingman. Didn't you know having good friends make us attractive too? I thought I used to have good friends, but life has taken us in very different directions, and we don't see each other anymore. Studies show that you actually appear more attractive when you're in a group. The more attractive group of friends you are, you have, the more attractive you'll look when you are with them. But it's deeper than that. When you have good, happy, and confident friends, you become like them. So it's important that you surround yourself with attractive people. Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to... maybe I'll go down and ask to be hired as a locker room attendant with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. You surround yourself with attractive people, not just physically, but mentally as well. Take a deep breath. Before you move into the next part of your day, stop for a moment and take a deep breath. By stopping to take a deep breath, your heart rate slows and more oxygen enters your bloodstream. This communicates to your brain to relax. Taking a deep breath has the potential to improve the quality of your day. There's a free masterclass on breathwork by Ruta Lande, the world-renowned shaman. It goes for an hour and will enable you to use breathwork to build a deeper connection with yourself. Oh, just what I need. That seems to be it for that. Do you agree or disagree with what I've said, my comments in this article? You know what? Since I'm getting so tired of editing these things, I might not just edit this, because I've noticed on YouTube that there are channels that make quite a bit of money where people belch and do whatever, and which I think is kind of disgusting, but they make a lot of money just reviewing other stuff. So maybe I'll cut down on the editing process, since it takes so long, and I used to just pick it apart, and oh, you spend so much time on it. Now, guys, I'm going to play you a clip of this woman's list of requirements. Another person has used this clip on his YouTube channel, so I have no compunction to use it myself. But if you think you measure up, you might take your shot.
30 and 45, financially stable, no kids, 5'10 or taller, no hookups or flings, ready to settle down, no roommates, no smoking, must love dessert and can't be anti-sugar. Must be honest, reliable, sweet and kind, quick-witted, romantic, must love food, must pay on the first date, no flowers on the first date, must be a social drinker, and must never wear sweatpants. Okay, well, we got some more requirements, but we don't have no more room.
I think most of you will recognize who is reading off this list of requirements that this woman had for a person, a man that she would date. It was reported that she had like a list of 50. What guy would measure up to this? And what guy would even want to even attempt to date this woman? The juice isn't worth the squeeze. Well, I think it is time to...
initiating shutdown sequence.
So, if you enjoyed this episode of Infotainment and would like to show the podcast some love, you can make a donation via PayPal to randyms12@gmail.com. Now, I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.